A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Tzadi Aleph, Kesubas 91a, pagination is 181. We start the Mishnah in the beginning of the wide lines. We introduced in the last session, as we began this new perek, the 10th perek in Kesubas, a concept called Kesubas Benin Dichrin, which means that normally a ksuba is only collected when the husband dies before the wife, so the wife is still alive and she'll collect the ksuba. Likewise, not our case, but if the husband would divorce her, she would have collected her ksuba. But Chazal introduced another opportunity to collect the money that's in the ksuba. And that is, even if the wife died first, when the husband dies, the wife's children can step in, and instead of simply collecting the Yerusha, the inheritance, when we divide the estate, they will actually have an edge to collect more, to collect before we do the division of the estate, based on the ksuba amount that was in their mother's ksuba. And this was introduced in order that when women would get married, they would be given a generous dowry, and the nichsei tzon barzel that were assessed when she brought them into the marriage and would have been paid back had she been divorced or if the husband would die before her. Those are the assets from her family. Chazal made a rule that even if she would die first, those assets would still go to her children, which are the grandchildren of her father, the person who laid out the dowry and struck the deal of the ksuba at the time of the marriage. So these assets will still have another chance to stay within the family, and that would be the ksubas benin dichrin, the amount that the descendants of the long now deceased wife are able to collect when her husband finally dies. Our Mishnah is going to introduce the parameters in which ksubas benin dichrin can work. And just orally to point out the basic concept that ksubas benin dichrin is working as an inheritance. It's not a debt, as we saw in yesterday's session. It's not a debt. Debts would have precedence over this. This is a yerusha, an inheritance. And therefore, Chazal only implemented the concept of ksubas benin dichrin, this special type of inheritance based on their mother's ksuba, if, after they collect the ksubas benin dichrin, there will still be an inheritance to be divided. In the words of the Mishnah, there still has to be moser dinner, a dinner coin to be divided independent of ksubas benin dichrin. And the reason for that is simple, because when the man finally dies, the husband of these women who have descendants, when he dies, there is a biblical concept of Yerusha, inheritance. And as much as we wanted ksubas benin dichrin to kick in, but we don't want it to infringe on the laws of Yerusha. And therefore, ksubas benin dichrin, whatever the numbers are, one woman could have $1 million in her ksuba. Another woman will have a different amount in her ksuba. All of those children have an edge to collect from the estate before the estate is divided evenly. And this one will get more, this one will get less, and then they'll divide the estate. As long as there still will be something in the estate to divide it according to the laws of Yerusha. But if their ksubos are so much compared to the estate, that the Ksubas Benindichrin will wipe out the estate and there will be no Yerusha, then Chazal said Ksubas Benindichrin does not take effect. And those are the parameters. You can't have Ksubas Benindichrin in order to abrogate, to destroy the laws of regular Yerusha. So the Mishnah states as follows. Misha Yanosu Shtei Noshim, a man was married to two women, Umesu, and they died. So they're not going to get Ksuba in the conventional sense. Va'achakach Meshu, and then he died. So the children are going to have the claim that's known as Ksubas Benindichrin, this edge when it comes to inheritance, based on the Ksuba amount of their mother's Ksubos. For Yisomim Mevakshim Ksubas Imon, and the children are all claiming the Ksuba amount of their mothers, based on this Tanai Ksuba from Chazal. Ve'ein Sham Elo Shtei Ksubos, and the only amount that's left in the estate is equal or less than the amount of the Ksubos. So there will be nothing left to do a division on if we implement Ksubas Benindichrin. Cholkim B'shaveh, then they have to divide evenly according to the laws of Yerusha, where each descendant gets an equal portion, and we are not able to implement Ksubas Benindichrin that would give one group of descendants an edge over the other because their mother's Ksuba was greater than the other one. Says the Mishnah, Hayasha Moser Dinner, if there was an extra coin more than the amounts of Ksubas Benindichrin, meaning even if we paid out all the Ksubas Benindichrin, there's still something to divide, then Elu Notlum Ksubas Iman ve'Elu Notlum Ksubas Iman, then we can implement Ksubas Benindichrin and each one will collect their mother's Ksuba amount, and then we still have something to divide, so Yerusha of the Torah was not circumvented. Now, the Mishnah considers a creative solution, a workaround, which the Mishnah says does not work. Im Amru Yisomim, if the descendants would say, after the death of their father, Anachnu Ma'alim Al Nichsei Avinu Yafed Dinner, we would like to put in a dinner coin into the pot so that there'll be extra to divide, and therefore we will be able to collect our Ksubas Benindichrin, because they obviously stand a lot to gain, because apparently their mother's Ksuba was much more than the other children's mother's Ksuba. And therefore they feel it's worth it. We'll pay enough that there should be extra, and then we'll be entitled to collect the amount of our mother's Ksuba. Kedei sheyitlu Ksubas Iman, ein shomim lohem. We don't listen to them. We evaluate the property in Bezdin based on the time of the father's death. And if there is Moser Dinner, we can collect Ksubas Benindichrin. And if there is no extra, then we can't collect Ksubas Benindichrin. But you're not able to alter the estate amount after the father's passing. Likewise, the Mishnah tells us, Hayusham nechosim biraui, if there was property that was ready to come, but it didn't come yet, meaning the deceased father has a living grandfather who dies after their father died. So that property comes into the estate and is going to get divided, but since that property wasn't there at the time of their father's death, it's not included in our assessment of the estate to see if we can collect Ksubas Benindichrin and still have leftover for Yerusha De'oraisa, or there's no leftover, and again, if there's no leftover, then we're not going to do Ksubas Benindichrin. So the money coming from the grandfather who dies after their father's death does not help us as far as the estate goes. And Einon Kivimuchzak, that's not included in the calculation. Again, we need at the time of the death of the father, that there's enough to pay off Ksubas Binin Dichrin and still have left over for the Yerusha de Oraisa to be implemented. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.